This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
26.
Now the Manager's Chat, presented by Sykman Cancer Center. Sykman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
And joining us is the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. Oliver Marmol joins us from Phoenix, Arizona, where the Cardinals have a 3-10 game today and go for a series win. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for being with us.
Morning. How we doing?
Doing well. 4-2 loss yesterday to the Diamondbacks. I know there were some frustrations in there. We just heard from Kyle Gibson, the audio from Bally Sports Midwest last night about the pitch that he threw. He said, hey, I've thrown that pitch to him multiple times. And he said, hats off to him. I mean, give him credit. He got it. He lined that thing out of there over the wall, Ollie.
Yeah, he took a good swing. Good pitch. Gurriel got him. But overall, he pitched a pretty good game, man. His mix was good. Did a nice job of getting us deep into that game and giving us a shot. At the end of the day, he made a pitch, and Gurriel, found barrel, and it went a long ways.
Yeah, it did. It went a long way. Was there I was reading about, now I'm not there with you, so I wasn't able to ask these questions and talk about it in the clubhouse, but I understand that there was a pitch-com communication issue right before that. Is that true?
I'm not sure how much to make of that, to be quite honest with you.
Gotcha.
I understand what was written, but not really.
Okay. All right. I just want to be sure. So, it's a down and in fastball. The guy golfs it out of there. I think that, for the most part, your starting staff has done what you've wanted them to do. I know that they're giving up runs. But for Kyle last game to give up six in the first inning and not get run out of there after innings two or three and go six has to count for something here. Obviously, you want more, but you're getting what you need out of your starters.
Really am. The difference is last year going and getting that guy in the second or third inning, and you're using all of your bullpen to get through it, and you're somewhat compromised the next day because certain guys aren't available. For him to give up six his last outing, still get us through that game where we only have to use a couple guys to finish, is huge because it sets you up for the next day to be able to get a win. And our starters have done a good job. It was pretty sloppy out there. Lance's game, he went out there and battled and gave us everything he had. Mass is throwing the ball well. Gibby's throwing the ball well. Sonny looked good. Overall, it's been really good. It'll be good to see Miles out there today. But our pitching has done their job, and I feel like our offense is starting to come together. And guys are starting to swing the bat. Yesterday, we created a ton of opportunities, just in cash in on a couple of them, and that game could quickly change early on in the year. I didn't feel like we were creating enough opportunities to give ourselves a shot, but that's starting to look different as well.
Yeah, you out hit them 11-6, and to your point, you just weren't able to cash in. You had facing a pitcher who actually had some pretty good stuff going, I thought, in Nelson, but you were right there. Just some base running issues really that hurt. I guess the biggest one, just for listeners who might not have been able to catch it was the sixth innings. You had runners at second and third, nobody out. And then Goldie gets caught in that rundown between third and home. What did you see there?
That's not a play. You end up with second and third with one out. It's the same exact situation.
Yeah.
So it's not like you traded anything off. If it's hit hard to the third baseman, you stay put because there's a play at third. If it's hit soft and you feel like you can make it and you get a good jump, then you make them make a play on you. Yeah, he felt like it was hit softer than it was, and he took a shot. He did a really good job of staying in the rundown long enough for Nato to advance to second. So you still have the same situation, second and third, one out. So that play in itself isn't that bad.
Okay, gotcha. Were there some that – was there a base running mistake that stuck with you? I mean, I'm sure you're moving on today, but base running overall?
Sure. I mean, you have the line drive to right, which is also a tough one because you're on contact with Gorman, and he hits that line, short liner to right, which you want to be able to tag up on, and that's a run. And then the line drive double play to win is also one where we could have been more careful there. So those two cost you. But at the end of the day, I mean, you have opportunities to drive in runs, and we didn't do that yesterday. But overall, we created a ton of opportunities, and we're in every game. I mean, you look at the box score and our guys, even when our offense isn't feeling great, we're in every game, and we're a shot away. So we feel good about that.
I appreciate that, and thanks for your take on those. As always, I always like to hear what you have to say about it. Goldie did have a couple of hits yesterday, so to your point, you know, he's starting to come around. He is one of your, if not your best base runner. Contreras had a couple of hits. Arenado, boy, he launched one on Friday. I mean, that had to feel good. He's starting to come around, it looks like, doesn't it? I mean, those are your three big, big hitters in your lineup that you need.
Yeah, and they're starting to come around and feel better about their swings, which is important. And the bottom of our lineup has carried us and done a nice job of creating opportunities. And those guys, that Nato swing, the homer, those are the type of swings that get him going. And once he starts to feel it, his swings are aggressive, and he starts to drive the baseball. Yesterday, we saw a little bit more of that. Contreras is feeling good. Goldie's starting to get there as well. Gorman is starting to kind of drive the baseball and get his knocks. So those guys get going, and you keep our pitching where it's at, and it should be some pretty good baseball.
Yeah, how about Nootbaar? He says, I see your home run. Watch this. And he
it's so much fun having him back, man. This is a guy that, yes, swings the bat extremely well, gives you a tough at bat, plays good defense, but brings just a good energy to the club. He's always smiling, having a good time. He's competing, and having him healthy and back in our lineup is awesome.
Your young guys, if you could evaluate them, I mean, Nolan Gorman, we know, has hit some home runs. He does certainly right now have that potential. He has a .214 batting average. It's early, but you've put him in that number three spot in the order. And then if you would, well, let's start with Gorman, actually. Gorman, he's got that tremendous power, and he did have a double yesterday. What are you seeing out of him?
Yeah, starting to take better swings. Beginning of the year, felt a couple clicks off, and was swinging through the baseball a lot. I mean, the punch-outs were high, and he's working on addressing that. We've seen him go through that before, but he's starting to feel much better about where he's at, and he's taking good swings, starting to drive the baseball a little more. So, and at second base, he's playing a really good second base. I mean, I don't think we talk about that enough. This guy has been really detailed and diligent about his defensive work, and we're starting to see a really good second baseman.
Yeah, he really is. And then your young guys, Walker, boy, he continues to make great plays in the outfield. I mean, he goes and gets one in right center not long ago. Mason Wynn, we know he can make plays. He was 2-for-4, guys hitting .349. And Victor Scott, who we know has the ability to be great in the outfield. And has he turned the page on a game that I know he wanted to turn the page on?
Yeah, I think people make too much of one game. The kid made a mistake, and he's fine. You look at Walker, he's the type of offseason he had in order to give himself the best shot to play better defense, and he worked really hard. And we're seeing that he's making plays out there that last year he just wouldn't make. And that's to his credit, because there's a lot of work put in there. He's continuing to work on just getting the ball off the ground and being able to drive the baseball. Mason Wynn's doing a phenomenal job on both sides of the ball. He's playing really good defense. I mean, this kid's making plays that just everyday shortstops do not make. And he's finishing double plays that are very difficult. He's doing an incredible job. And offensively, he's not trying to do too much. He's using the whole field, taking his base hits to right. He's come up with some big hits, and he's competing well. And then when you talk about Victor, playing good defense, and he's working underneath the baseball a little bit right now, so a lot of balls in the air, and with his speed, you want him missing a little lower, and that's something he's working on and addressing with Turner and BA and the rest of the offensive group. And I think he'll make the adjustment to be able to do that and utilize his speed. But if we can get him out of the air a little more, that'd probably be helpful.
Yeah, you have some defense, that's for sure. I mean, Ciani, he can play out there. Donovan, obviously, can if you need him. And even Burley's been made some really nice plays. He's shown a little extra jump and shown that ability. You know, people ask, what do the Cardinals need? They ask me, you know, what what is keeping them from getting off to a big start here? And I keep saying they need to get healthy. But then I look at it. I mean, the lineup actually looks pretty good. The rotation looks pretty good. Sonny Gray's back, you know. I think maybe the big thing is your bullpen getting healthy would really benefit you. I mean, Middleton and O'Brien, those are two pitchers you could use, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Those two guys would really help get you to the Kittredge and JoJo and Helsley on any given day. And when we have those two guys back, there's going to be certain games where it allows you to have some comeback wins where you're down two runs and they can just keep it there and allow the offense to get to work and get back in that game and take the lead. But having Middleton and Riley back are going to be a big part of our bullpen. And those guys start their throwing program here on Monday. So we're getting closer, which is helpful.
That's good. We're going to be joined by John Mozeliak at 11:30. So we'll run through some other roster stuff with him. I'm not going to burden you with too much of that, but just a last thing. I mean, just to get a win in Arizona, to get a series win, then you go to Oakland. Overall, your club right now, just taking it day by day. I mean, I hear it in your voice that you like this team, and compared to last year's start, which I know was tough, you have some really bright feelings about this team, I can tell.
Oh, heck, it's not even close. Yep. These guys compete. They're getting after it. They're doing a really nice job. Our schedule is what it is in April. There's a lot of travel back and forth from St. Louis to the Arizona, L.A., San Diego. Now we're back here for Arizona, Oakland. So getting some of these trips out of the way early is great. Our guys are embracing that part of our schedule. We're playing some tough teams. We're playing good baseball.
Yeah, good point. I appreciate the visit very much. Good luck today. We'll be listening at 3:10.
Appreciate you.
Ollie Marmol, Cardinals manager, with us on KMOX. We're going to go back to Augusta, Georgia. Dan Reardon is standing by for an update from the Masters. It is Sunday at the Masters, one of the greatest days on the sports calendar. When we come back, Sports on a Sunday Morning, I'm Tom Ackerman. We are sponsored by Graybar.
At Neovite.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.